Stack, this is retreating on Andrew Davis. Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, Andrew Davis, D-A-V-I-S, D as in David. Andrew Davis, date of birth, 3/19/1957. Date of visit, 8/6/24. We make copy for Christopher Larrazabal. Christopher Larrazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, Larrazabal, M-D. Please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal, M.D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Andrew Davis for my evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 67-year-old male who has a past history of smoking for over 30 years. For over 45 years. Has previously been diagnosed to have COPD. Period. The patient has shortness of breath with activity and has been on on a Trelegy inhaler, which he does not use on a regular basis. He had no recent chest CT or PFT done. And he does have a cough and brings up some thick whitish mucus. He denied any fevers or chills or chest pains. And he does have history of hypertension and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of right nephrectomy following trauma to the kidney. He also has a history of hypertension and coronary artery disease, status post NSTEMI in 2018. The patient had COVID-19 infection in August of 22. He also had a history of Bell's palsy. And surgical history includes a history of cardiac catheterization, history of right nephrectomy, and a left inguinal hernia repair. And left inguinal hernia repair times 2. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits, patient smoked 1 pack per day for over 45 years and has quit 8 years ago. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, family history. The patient's mother died of a heart attack. Father died of old age. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had no fatigue or fever, but has had some leg swelling. He has no glaucoma, cataracts, denies vertigo, but has, I'm sorry, does have vertigo and denies sore throat or hoarseness. He has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. And he has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. He has leg swelling, and he has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising, and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. Denies headaches, numbness of the extremities, but had memory loss. And denies skin rash, not itching. Next, med list included metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, albuterol, NEBS, TIDPRN, and Pepcid 20 milligrams a day, and a Trelegy Ellipta inhaler 100 micrograms, one puff daily. Next, physical exam. This is a well-built, middle-aged white male with alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, sign of this, but has mild peripheral edema and no lymphadenopathy. The blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulses 56, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 193, saturation 96. HGND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera very clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and occasional wheezes are scattered in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal mild peripheral edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression. Number one, COPD with emphysema. Number two, hypertension. Number three is chronic kidney disease. Number four, history of coronary artery disease. And number four is partial obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And a complete pulmonary function study. We will also continue with the nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN, and start using the Trelegy Ellipta inhaler 100 micrograms, one puff a day. And the patient will go for a polysomnographic study at a later date. A follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christopher Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you.